message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Phil, get the TPT Bible out too. On your, get it ready. I'm going to be reading from verse 1 of Genesis chapter 3. And my topic today is sin has been defeated. Sin has been defeated. It isn't that sin will be defeated. Sin has already been defeated. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. I need my eye drops. I need two, please. This person is bringing it. It's my office, please. Thank you. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God, of the Lord God, among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you shall not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Praise the Lord. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. We all know it. Let's read it together. John chapter 10, verse 10 in the New King James. Let's read it together. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I'll read two verses there. This one. Chapter 3, verse 7. Actually, I should have read it first before this one, but it's okay. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is what? Just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil." Verse 9. "Whoever has been born of God does not sin." Underline that in your Bible. Whoever is born of God does not sin. Does not make sin a habit. Does not continue to sin. For the seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Is that what your Bible say? Be underlining your Bible while I put my thing in my eye. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing this in front of you, but it's Pastor Sarah, forget it. You know, some proper ladies, everything is proper. I won't look at their direction. Praise the Lord. All sin is from Satan. All sin is motivated and inspired by Satan, the devil. The Bible says he sinned from the beginning. I want you to know that sin cost the devil heaven. And because of that, he is determined to take as many of God's children with him to hell, just like he took a third of the angels with him when he rebelled. He took a third of the angels and they have become demons with him. The glory of God was removed from them when they left and came to the earth with Satan to do his work. And on that note, I want to say, never participate in the sin of others. Never participate in the sin of others, as you will reap their punishment. Satan is determined to mess your relationship up with God so that you will not enter heaven and so that you will not see God. Have you realized that since we were born and we've been Christians, we have never seen God? And that our only chance of seeing God is when we die and go to heaven. But if we do not go to heaven, we can never see God. Me, I want to see my Creator. I want to see God. I want to see God and ask him, how did he come about? What is water? How did he think of water? What is this air we breathe? I want to see God. I want to understand. The Bible says, then we shall know as we are known. Hallelujah. So Satan knows how much God loves you, because he himself had experienced God's love and lost it. So he wants you to lose it so that God can be hurt and so that you can no longer make it to heaven. He plans to stop you. I need you to know that. Do you know some people who, the crap mentality, if I don't get it, you won't get it. If I don't make it, you won't make it. And if I can't get it, I will spoil it for you. That's what Satan is planning. See, any good thing is from God and any bad thing is from God, is from the devil. So if you see people trying to spoil something from somebody, it's because they are being inspired by the devil. Do you hear me? So if you cannot make heaven, you will not make heaven. I want you to know that Satan brings temptations which lead to sin. Every temptation is from Satan. And his agenda is one, is to take you to hell. He comes through the loss of the eyes. He comes through the loss of the flesh. And he comes through the pride of life. He comes through what we see, what we listen to, what we crave for, and what we think. These are some of the avenues the devil used to bring temptation to us. Just like he tempted Jesus. Tempted him with the loss of the eye. You see, all these kingdoms I will give you if you bow to me. Pride of life. He said, make bread and eat. Jesus said, no. And he tempted him on the three levels. But Jesus withstood the devil and defeated him because he was full of the word of God. Child of God, listen to me. You cannot defeat the devil if you don't know the word of God. The reason why you do what you do and fail where you fail is because you don't know the word of God. If you know the word of God, you will withstand the devil. And so Jesus said, it is written. There are no new tricks. The devil is not going to tempt you another way out of these three things. The loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, and the pride of life. It is the pride of life that make our politicians to be the way they are. It's the pride of life and the loss of those ones, they are full of everything and more. Because some of the money they gather is insane. But God will help me to stay on my track this morning. How do you know when you are being tempted by Satan? How do you know? When he asks you to go against the word of God and to disobey God. Anytime you feel like doing something wrong, that's a temptation. Satan has come. He has come to make you do wrong, and he has come to make you sin against God. Every sin, like I said last week, is against God. Every lie is against God. When you lie, it's the lack of the fear of God and a disregard and a dishonor to God when you lie. I don't have time to go deep into some of these things, but I'll just be throwing them there so you, at least it will be somewhere in your brain. So let's go back to the scripture. And the first thing I said was, I wrote here, never start a conversation with the devil. Never start a conversation with the devil. That was Eve's greatest and major mistake. Eve's sin was not a mistake, but she speaking to the devil was the first mistake. Talking with an old crook like Satan is not advisable, because he will misquote the Bible deliberately and he will lie. He will challenge and question the word of God to make you doubt it. He will aggressively push his lie until you are convinced, and then you disobey God and his word. He said to Eve, "Has God said?" That is creating doubt. Are you sure? He can't mean that. You got to be kidding me. Not to have sex. How does that happen? That's not true. How can he ask you not to have sex? How can you ask you to give 10 million? How can God? What kind of God is that? Can't you see the hardship? That's Satan speaking to you. Give to the poor. You too, you are poor now. Is it because you just started making it now? The little you have started making, they want to collect from you. You see these churches? That's Satan. He speaks like that. He casts doubts. He brings doubts. He makes you doubt the word of God. He makes you question the word of God. He makes you question the integrity of God. How can God ask you to do something that difficult? Come on, be real. Get serious. If that is the case, then nobody will go to heaven not to have sex. It's not true. All these pastors, they are liars. They are having sex. They are stealing. See, and the devil tells you everybody does it. But it's a lie. Not everybody does it. He's a liar. So this is the formula. Anything the devil tells you, flip it. Because the Bible says he cannot tell the truth. When he speaks from his essence. And his essence is lies. His essence is falsehood. How can you give 1 million? If you give 1 million, what will happen to your school? Are you children's school fees? September is around the corner. Are you a fool? You better shine your eyes. So that's the devil. That's what he told Eve. He normally will come as a thought. And I was speaking to somebody this week, and I was saying to them, let's assume that this is a thought flying through your mind. Don't give. Beat her. Just sleep with him one more time. That's a thought. And it will drop. It will drop on your head. You have two choices. The Bible says, casting down imagination and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You say, no, I resist you, I take you out, and I cast you away. When I cast you away, you are no longer there. But you know what some of us do? When it comes, we take it. It's true. I beg. These church people, you have to be careful with them. Me too, I don't have enough. You are massaging the thought, and as you are massaging it, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Before you know, it consumes you, and you disobey God. The same thing with sex. And it's just sex now. God knows in my heart, I don't mean it. It's just my body. It's just my body. After all, I will repent. You are massaging the thought. Every nonsense thought that comes over your head, the Bible says, cast it down. Cast it down. I am going to stay with this 35 minutes, whether I like it or not. So he comes through thoughts, and you must check every thought. If the thought leads to sin, it's not God. And then every good thought, everything that comes and is good is from God. Bless your mother. Call your mother. Forgive that person. It's from God. Do not allow the devil cast any doubts in your mind against God and his word. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." And Matthew chapter 24 verse 34 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away." So let's go back to Adam and Eve. No lie of the devil will change the word of God. What God said to Adam and Eve came to pass. And no matter what the lies are, eventually God's word will stand true. And so, this is what the devil promised them. Your eyes will be opened. You will be like God. And you will know good and evil. That is what they ordered. They ordered, open eyes, be like God, and you will know good and evil, and you will be all that. This is what they got. They got shame. They got guilt. They got condemnation. They got fear. They became naked. They lost the garden. Both of them became powerless, cowards, afraid, vulnerable, and they lost their relationship with God. So the devil will order for something that the devil tells you, and you will get the opposite. Satan cannot deliver. He does not have the ability or the capacity to deliver. He does not have the strength of character to deliver. Only God can deliver. Only God can deliver. Sin. Sin will make you a coward. Sin brings guilt, shame, regret, condemnation. Sin brings pain. It brings hurt. It brings sadness. Sin will bring poverty sooner than later. Sin brought Adam and Eve poverty. God removed them from the garden where four rivers were flowing. There were different kinds of gold where they were in control and dominion. God took them out to where he had to cover them, and they lived by themselves. And eventually death came. Because sin eventually will bring death. Before they knew it, one child killed another. Can you imagine that you wake up one day and one of your children has killed the other? What is worse than that? Can you imagine it? Well, that is the repercussion of sin. But at the beginning, the devil does not tell you that. All he told you, be like God. And you see, the thing the devil promises you, you already have. You already are. They were already created in the image of God. They were like God. The only thing was that they were naked and didn't know it. And there was a reason God made them like that. I want you to know that that thing the devil is promising you, you already have it. If you don't have it in its fullness, you have it in its seed form. And God is growing it. Because as your character grows, the thing grows. God will not give you something you cannot handle. Sin. Sin demotes. It steals, it kills, it destroys. Ultimately, sin will bring you eternal separation from God. Sin. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will take more than you want to give. You wanted only a kiss. It led to an unwanted pregnancy. Now you have a child out of wedlock, or you committed an abortion and you committed murder. Sin. Satan will, he never tells you the whole story. It's just a little, no babe, it's nothing, I just want to touch you, I just want to feel your breast. Before you know it, you're cleaning off semen from your body and you are crying. Because after sin, there is no joy. There can be no joy after sin. Sin brings pain and depression. Sin will take you further than you want. And so it's better not to even start the journey with sin. Never not start the journey with the thought. So when a temptation comes, know that Satan has come to take something from you. Hear this. Satan has come to take something from you, kill something in you, and destroy something God has for you. So from you, in you, for you, Satan wants to destroy. He has no agenda but to steal, kill, destroy. I'll say that again. When a temptation to sin comes, know that Satan has come to take something from you, to kill something in you, and to destroy something God has planned for you. So when there is a temptation, look around. Satan has an agenda. Therefore, the devil says, fight him. Put up for me 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. I'll read it. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Resist the devil. Resist him. Because he has no agenda except to steal from you, to kill in you, and to take from you. There is really nothing good the devil has for you. You that is living with that man, boyfriend, has promised to marry you 2 years later, 3 years later. Have you noticed that he's not making any plans to marry you except that you have committed 4 abortions? Yes. I hate abortions. They are murder. You have been following that person. He promised you job. He has not, leave him. Follow God. Resist the devil. He says, sleep with me one more time. Oh, it's just... No, don't. Resist the devil. The Bible says continually, steadfast. Don't stop resisting him. The devil should be pushed back all the time. If you have to push him 1,000 times over one, you should push him back. Push him. Push him. Resist him steadfast in the faith. So I didn't come to talk about sin today. I came to talk about the victory that Jesus got for us. But I needed to lay the foundation on this matter, that Jesus has got us the victory over sin. The Bible says he will bring forth a son and you call his name Jesus, for he will deliver his people from their sins. I don't know about you, but I'm a delivered person. You are a delivered person. You are a delivered person. You may have been falling, but it's just that you didn't know that you were delivered. I came to tell you this morning that you have been delivered. So let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, where we read. Verse 7. 1 John chapter, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, for the purpose of destroying the devil and his sins, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Is there anybody in this house that has been born of God? Anybody, raise your hand. Tell the devil, I've been born of God. I cannot sin. Sin cannot dominate me. No, it cannot. I'm preaching now. Sin cannot dominate me. I have authority over sin. I have power over sin. As children of God, sin should not have dominion over us. Because the main reason for Jesus' coming was to destroy sin, and he destroyed it. When he went to the cross, he took upon him the whole sins of the world. And the Bible says God turned his back on him because he was so sinful. Everything about him became sin. And when he died on the cross, you were in his body, you were in his heart. Just like when Abraham gave the tithe, you were in his loins. In the same way, when Jesus went to the cross, you were with him. You died with Jesus on the cross. You died with him. You say, Pastor, are you sure? Yes, but I'm alive. No, you died. Spiritually, everything is spirit. This body is just carrying the spirit. But in the spirit, you died with him. Whoever is born of God does not sin, because God's seed remains in him. I want you to know that you have the power and the nature of God in you. And you have sin overcoming power in you. You have sin overcoming power in you. You have sin overcoming power in you. Have you noticed that sometimes you have just said, I'm not doing it, and you didn't do it? You decided you were not going to smoke, and nobody could make you smoke. You decided you were not going to lie. Nobody, you have refused to lie. So on that one, you have been failing. It's just because you have not made a decision. The day you made the decision, you will overcome it. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the power to overcome that anger. You have the power to overcome that laziness. Whatever is plaguing you, there is power in you. The seed of overcoming it is in you. Hallelujah. Clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Look the devil in the eye and say, no, I have overcome. Look at every temptation and say, no, I am born of God. I have his ability. So I've been preaching to come to Romans chapter 6. Let's go to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read it in the King James, and then I'll do some in the TPT. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. In newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself or consider yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Let's read verse 14 together. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Verse 18. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. You became slaves of righteousness. I said earlier on that when Jesus was crucified, we were crucified with him and we died with him on the cross because he carried us on his loins. He took our death and died for us. We were buried with him and we rose with him. We were buried with him in baptism and rose from the water, those of you who have done DTS, to walk with him in the newness of life. We left that old life in the cross and in the water. Verse 6. Our old man was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. See how the TPT puts it. Our former identity is now deprived of its power. For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we should not continue to live one moment longer submitted to the power of sin. Hear what the Bible says. The old body of sin, the nature of sin was done away with. We threw it away. And in this it says, our former identity has been deprived of its power. The old nature in you has no power. If you are still getting angry and fighting and forming all the time, if you are still having sex, it's because you have given that old nature power, but it has been killed. Its essence has been destroyed. So if you are still in sin, it is you fueling it. It is not God. Because what God has done in you is to kill that desire. When you got born again, the desire to sin was killed. You know it now. Remember when you got born again newly, you refused to do certain things and you didn't do them. You know why you have sinned is the message of grace. You say, God will forgive me. No, you don't offend somebody who loves you over and over and over again. He said, that former identity is now and forever. Come on. It's now and forever. You have to hear that. That former identity is now and forever deprived of its power. For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin. The nature of sin in you has been dismantled. It has been loosed. All the knots have been loosed and it has been destroyed. Come on. What is that? They have removed that nature. They have rid it of its power. You have the power not to fornicate. You have the power not to have an extramarital affair. You have the power not to beat your wife. You have the power not to steal from the office. You have the power to walk in righteousness. You have the power to walk in love. You have the power to walk in freedom. You have the power to walk in joy. No, you don't have to be depressed. No, you don't have to be angry. No, you don't have to be confused. No, you don't have to be lost, because God has dismantled anything in you that should make you defeated. You have the victory in Christ. Shout unto the Lord. For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us. That stronghold, that planting, that Iroko tree of sin in your life has been uprooted and dismantled. It has been spoiled forever. So that we will not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. Hallelujah. Amen. The body of sin is done away with. We died to sin, verse 7. We died to sin. Therefore, as dead people, we can no longer sin. Have you seen a dead man smoking? A dead man standing up and beating his wife? Can I tell you, that is how we lived as Christians. When we got born again, in the 70s, the early 80s, when we came in contact with the word of faith, we will look at fornication, we will say, no, we are dead. Dead people don't fornicate. We will look at an opportunity to lie, we will say, no, dead people don't lie. We will look at, that is how we overcame sin. Deliberately, intentionally, with our clear eyes, we refuse to sin. And we are still refusing to sin. Because we know that the essence of sin has been dismantled. We don't even have the capacity, ability to sin anymore. Because the nature of God is alive in us. We live to God. We no longer have the desire. Hallelujah. Amen. Dead people don't have illicit sex. They don't steal. They don't beat their wives. They just plain don't sin. Verse 10, Jesus died once for all and now lives continually to do the Father's pleasure. TPT. Verse 10. For by his sacrifice he died to sin's power once for all. But he now lives continually to the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourself as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal. Unresponsive to sin's appeal. While living daily to God's pleasure in union with Christ, the Anointed One. Don't respond to sin. Nothing will happen. You'll just be more powerful. Don't respond to that anger. I don't know why that anger keeps coming. Kill it. Kill it. Be a sweet person. I have made a choice to just be a sweet person. As I'm getting old, nothing is worth fussing over. Nothing. I used to fuss over everything. Now I don't fuss. My house is dirty now. I don't care. If I go by my personality, I can't stay in this church. Everything is dirty in this church as far as I'm concerned. But I've decided to live in peace and in power. And in power. So rather than see a dirty house, I see happy children all over me. They are laughing, kiki, and with their headphones, and they are playing their music. Hey, they are happy, I'm happy. Let us live in peace. Some of you, what is that music you are playing? You are making noise. This place is dirty. Whoa. Every time, and then when you finish, you go and drink high blood medicine. You have decided to make your own children your enemy. Every day you are picking, everything is wrong. Why? Imagine God picking at you every minute. Bad daddy, you know good. Live in power. Live as a person on whose life sin has been dismantled. Or from whose life. That sin has no power over you. Be happy. Choose a happy life. Choose a kind life. Choose a loving life. Choose a victorious life. Choose an easy life. I just easy. I'm easy in my room all the time. When I step on the dirt, I don't like it. I say, at least they are happy. Their happiness is more important to me than the dirt on the house. Hello? Is anybody learning anything? Anybody don't carry clean house, go heaven. But you will carry your children to heaven. So don't scatter everything and send them to hell and you go to heaven alone. Can you imagine sitting in heaven and your children are not there? I will say, what did I come to the heaven to do? Is that not what Paul said? Say, God forbid, let me be accursed, but let Israel be saved. Church, I came to tell you that you have power. You are a powerful person. You have power over sin. You have power over sickness. You have power over anything that is not like God. Sin has... Hey, look at verse 12. Do not let sin reign in your short-lived, perishable body. This is amplified. Verse 12. Do not let sin reign in your... I wanted you to see it in TPT. verse 12 TPT. It says, sin is a dethroned monarch. Hey! Sin was king in your life, but now that it has been dethroned. Have you ever seen a dethroned king? I will never forget how Gaddafi looked when he was dethroned. That powerful man. Not that his dethronement was right, but I will always remember him being pulled and dragged. Imagine sin dethroned. The monarch sin in your life has been, you know, you must no longer live in, give it an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey. If they remove me from family ministries today as president, if I greet you, if you like, you answer. If you like, you no answer. That's how it is. They remove me from pastor today, glory will just depart. And I'll become nothing. I'll become nothing. That is how sin has become in your life. Nothing. It's a monarch that has been dethroned. It has no power over you. Stand up and clap unto the Lord. Yeah, clap unto the Lord. Stand, just stand, just stand. Put verse 13 for me. TPT. So then refuse to answer its call to surrender your body as a tool for wickedness. Instead, passionately answer God's call to keep yielding your body to Him as one who now has experienced resurrection. You now live for His pleasure, ready to be used by Him. Remember this. Sin will not conquer you, for God already did, or God already has. Church, as you walk out this week, sin will no longer conquer you. Amen. Going forward, refuse, resist the devil steadfast. Tell the devil, I'm going to heaven whether you like it or not. You cannot, the devil can live where he wants to live, but me, I am going to heaven. And because I am bound to heaven, I live to the pleasure of God. Sin shall not have dominion. It shall not exert dominion over you. I want to say this in the Amplified Bible. Since you are no longer under the law as slaves, but under grace as subjects of God's favor and mercy. You are under grace as subject of God's mercy and grace. You are under grace. You are not under the law. Enjoy it. I am under grace. I am under God's favor and mercy. I am not under the control of a dethroned monarch. The present, president that they have dethroned in Niger, he can't say anything to anybody right now. If they remove him from that captivity and he comes out, he's just as ordinary as you. That's what sin is. Dethroned. Dethroned. Pastor Wilson, come and finish for me. Dethroned. Anybody feel any power this morning? Co-crucified, co-resurrected, co-powerful. Hallelujah. Co-crucified, co-resurrected, co-powerful. Co-living in victory with Him. I'm living as an heir of the grace of God. I live in power. I don't live in defeat. I refuse to be a sinner. I refuse to live in sin. Sin has no dominion over me. God has dominion over me. The Spirit of God has dominion over me. I live in righteousness. Clap unto the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.